Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. In the early days of blogs, companies and also some people who didn't know any better would refer to hits, like website hits. You know, how many hits does your website get? This goes back quite a while, but you would hear that all the time. Or if a website was kind of promoting itself or they were talking about some website, it would be like, this website has so many hits, you know, whatever the number is. And eventually people figured out that this was a meaningless metric because it's very imprecise, just saying a hit. If one visitor goes to 10 different pages on your website, is that 10 hits? Sometimes if you have images or other media, other content on your website, you know, one visitor to that page can register as a dozen hits or more, perhaps. So in other words, very imprecise metric. People eventually stopped using it. Well, I'm starting to think that engagement is the new hit, the new website hit, because everybody wants visitors and listeners, readers, et cetera, who will not only consume content, but also participate. And all of the social media algorithms reward posts that get more comments, which, you know, is probably like a well-meaning idea. But it's also why now you can see all kinds of people trying to game the system, you know, posting on Instagram and saying, oh, tag a friend if you, you know, whatever, kind of answering a question. Tag a friend if you, you know, believe in puppies or whatever. So today's listener wants to get more comments. Okay, so we're going to talk about that, how to get more engagement. But perhaps more importantly, as you can kind of probably tell from this introduction, is that the right objective? What might be better instead, and what could be some more helpful context for this whole goal? Because ultimately, what do you want to do? It's not just about getting more comments on your Instagram. Ultimately, you want to have some impact and sales and all that kind of stuff. So let's break it down in this episode. How do I get more comments on my blog and my Instagram posts?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, Chris, this is Allie from Kansas City, and I'm a longtime listener, first-time question asker. Thanks to you and the team for all the helpful info. My side hustle is urban gardening, something a lot of people have been interested in over the past few months. Interestingly, traffic to my blog is much higher now than it was before the pandemic. But even though I'm getting a few thousand visitors a month, very few people engage with my content. I want them to leave comments both on the blog and on my Instagram profile, and it seems that fewer than 2% ever do. What am I doing wrong? Can't wait to hear from you.
Allie, what's up? Congratulations on the new blog. And thank you for this great question. First time question asker. Love that phrasing. So I guess first things first, I don't think you're doing anything wrong. I think you're actually doing something right. And you've chosen a topic that has increasing amount of interest. And it's something that can, fairly easily, at least in some fashion, connect to a revenue model. There should be something you can develop, for sale. Or if nothing else, you should be able to earn some affiliate commissions through this project. So I guess the first thing is I wouldn't worry so much about the comment thing, because most people will never comment. When you say fewer than 2%, it's usually something like 1%. So if you've actually got higher than that, that's great. A lot of people, just remember, like a lot of your readers, if they're coming to this blog, especially the repeat visitors, they're happy. They're just enjoying it. They don't necessarily need to participate in that particular way. And I would encourage you and everybody else to actually be careful about catering to the most frequent commenters, because, yes, those people are active and loyal, but they're not necessarily your most loyal readers or followers. This is something I kind of used to think about a lot in the early days of my blog. And I eventually took comments off my blog just because that was kind of how things were moving more on the internet to different engagement on social networks, et cetera. But whether it is on Instagram or on your blog or anywhere else, I don't think success is based on comments. It can be another ridiculous metric like website hits, as I mentioned in the introduction. Perhaps not quite as ridiculous as that. But before we wrap up, how can you get more engagement if that is your goal? I think one thing that's really good is to create content that asks questions. Gretchen Rubin, my good friend and the founder of the Onward Project, which is kind of the network or the group of podcasts of which Side Hustle School is a founding member, she is really good at this. So she's really good at asking lots of questions and it's not so much about stirring up debate as it is introducing conversation. So I think asking questions is good. Giveaways can be really big. If you're giving something away and it's like comment to win, well, that's certainly an incentive to comment. And of course, you could try that tag a friend trick that I mentioned in the beginning. I would just say don't overdo that kind of stuff, because the more important thing is people are coming to your blog or to your Instagram or wherever because they are interested in it and because it has value for them. So don't lose the forest for the trees. Allie, you're doing great. Anybody else out there, if you're struggling with comments, but you actually have visitors, then that's great. And if you don't have visitors, let's focus on that more than comments or any other particular metric. All right, listeners, if you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We're going to continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners. I'm so thrilled to be able to make this program for you every single day. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.